Hey Kyle, Ken Weeb, Sportsnet.ca. Welcome back. I know we've talked about it before, but how would you describe your evolution as a goal scorer at the NHL level?
For me, I'm just trying to build on, from when I came in right out of college to, to right now. And that's just trying to fine tune everything and, scoring in all different situations too. When I came in, I wasn't really used to playing, net front in the power play either. So learn different situations, tipping pucks and just trying to be all around, can be able to score from anything. I think that's what I improved on the most.
Going back to that time with the Moose, I know you worked very closely with Mark Morrison and Pascal. I mean, what were some of the things that stood out from that time for those couple months that you were down?
Yeah, just probably adjusting to the pro game, the biggest point, and to take doing every day and taking what it's let me restart that question. Probably just taking care of your body and kind of learning from a lot of the older guys down there. And we had great leadership down there and Cormier, and kind of learn from those guys what it takes to kind of prepare your body. I mean, it's a different season coming from I was college playing 38 games to a full schedule. So I think that's the biggest adjustment for me.
Last one for me. We talk about shaking off the rust all the time. I mean, for a goal scorer, what are some of the things that you focus on when you get back to being on the ice after such a long layoff?
Yeah, it's that can always be tough. I think for me and probably a lot of guys, it's just getting back to speed. I know when I'm at my best, I'm playing quick. Not looking to make plays or try to dangle anybody or force a shot. And I think it's going to be there. You're going to find your opportunities. Just putting pucks in net and waiting for it to come to you.
Thank you.
Hey Kyle, Ted Wyman here from the Winnipeg Sun. Can you just give us a thought on what it was like to get out there and have an actual scrimmage today?
Yeah, it was good. Some good competition. I think the pace was really high, and it's kind of the closest we're going to get to playoff hockey until we get to our exhibition here. So we got to take that seriously. And it was good for me personally. I think I'm just trying to get back to speed and getting a little contact. And we're just building every day here.
And can you take us back a bit to when the pause happened? Big game there in Edmonton. You scored the last couple of goals. You get a win. You're nearing 40 goals for the first time in your career. What were your thoughts right away when it just shut down and you've been off for so long?
Yeah, I mean, that's such a wild time. And, looking back at it, it's definitely one of those things where you're going to remember where you were when that happened and, when they closed down the league. And I think it was after the first period we kind of got – we got wind that the NBA was closing down, and I think everybody in that room knew that we were next. So to go out, play the next two periods, not knowing what's going to come, what's the future, it was definitely weird times. But I think we kind of came together as a group and kind of rallied around that, and we were able to get that win.
Kyle, Tim Campbell at NHL.com. Sorry about that. Wondering if you've had any time to ponder what the games are going to look like in this bubble?
A little bit. I mean, it's like we've never seen. It's going to be tough to kind of compare what this is going to be, because it's playoff hockey, right? But I mean, everybody's different situation coming into training camp, only one exhibition. So I know our team's going to come out pretty hyped up and get ready. I mean, everybody's excited to get back on the ice. So who knows what kind of hockey that's going to be honest. It could be wide open, could be tons of chances, or it could just be very simple hockey. I know that we're just going to bring a lot of energy, and I think we're just going to focus on skating and getting up to speed.
Also wondering what the item or items you absolutely must have with you in the bubble.
Pretty much hockey gear and some hockey sticks. I mean, I don't think we're going to be too much. I don't know what they have all in the bubble for us. So I can't really comment on that one.
I meant off the ice.
Off the ice?
Yeah.
Oh, geez. I don't know. I'll have to think about that one. Get back to you.
Okay.
Hey, Kyle. Joey Slattery from CTV Winnipeg here. I'm just wondering, now that we're a week into camp and you finally got to some scrimmaging, is it starting to feel less, have you turned the corner in it feeling less like a training camp and more like playoff preparation practices, or is that really going to set in when you get to Edmonton?
Yeah, for me, it's still kind of training camp mode. It's you know, it really hasn't set in that we're going to be playing a playoff game in probably 2 weeks here, but it is what it is. And I think, you know, I'm feeling better every day at camp. So hopefully, you know, the whole team and myself will be, you know, ready to go hit the ground running here.
And do you feel that the atmosphere, with the exception of it being a bigger arena, might be similar to what you're playing in now in terms of not having any fans and the sounds of the ice from that?
Yeah, well, I mean, I hope the NHL kind of does something, maybe get some crowd noise, or I know it sounds like they got some kind of tricks up their sleeve. So I'm pretty excited to see what we got.
Awesome. Thank you.